I mean, it's just, it's very bougie, bro.
We about to reach our Big Mac limit here.
Now he turned it down. Hey. He said, hold the phone.
You always say there's a limit to Big Mac here, right? I think we found it.
Welcome back to
Nothing but nothing, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that road was the hood.
Fuck that.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah.
I'm in the city, fuck me, and I got fucking city.
Light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
Oh, bro, y'all had a good weekend, bro.
It was a great weekend, actually, brother.
You did some cool shit.
I was outside, man. Like it's family weekend, so.
Oh yeah, big family weekend.
Man. But we always doing something. We actually went to Cheekwood out here. Uh-huh. It's like the Nashville Botanical Gardens.
Oh, okay.
I've been in Atlanta.
Yeah, so the one out there was like we did like they had like food trucks out there. You know what I'm saying?
Beer
garden, music.
Damn. He didn't call you, King? That would have been a nice little event, huh?
See. No, I was busy. I mean,
yeah, he was busy. He was busy.
The Hall of Fame thing for TSU for my dad.
Okay, bad.
The ceremony was Friday at the Grand Hyatt. That was dope. You know, I had everybody presented up. I went up there and accepted his award, talked for a little bit.
That's love.
And then they had the the Legends flag football game and the spring game Saturday. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time. That's nice. Man.
That's fire. Sweet. Were y'all up there on the rooftop?
I went up there. It was in the ballroom, but I went
up there.
To go see. Yeah, that Lou Nah.
That's a nice little spot. Hey, listen.
Nice little rooftop.
Rooftop vibe season, I'll be up there.
Yeah, I had a busy little weekend, bro. I ain't catch a whole lot of the outside where I had my whole family in town, bro. My younger brother. Got married.
Shout out
to little bro and my new sister-in-law.
Yeah.
We had a big party. Everybody came through. We had a party at the crib, man.
It's celebration season.
It was a big celebration season, bro. They had the open bar. It was probably 80 to 90 people in that bit. Like, ooh. Bro. It was nice, bro. It was nice to see all the family, bro. Hear all the stories. Get the hug together. Some necks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Kiss some foreheads. See my grandma, my dad.
Congrats to little bro, though.
Yeah, congrats to little bro. It was nice.
I guess they had a little sis, too. A little bro.
It was a great time.
You in a fraternity, brother?
I'm trying to tell you.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Was this in OB? Was in Memphis?
Yeah.
He was in OB?
It was a crazy time. And we got some questions. Some unanswered questions answered.
Okay.
Well, not technically answered, but it's just like a family thing that we had. You know, all my brothers back together for the first time. We're all over the country, and we talk about it. We had a dog when we was little.
Okay.
In Kansas City, bro, I was like four.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was super young, 3-4.
But you remember the dog?
I remember the dog. Dog name was Yappy.
Okay.
Okay. So all the stories, we love the dog. You know what I'm saying? Four boys, we love the dog.
What kind of dog was it?
I couldn't tell you. I was 3-4.
I got you.
It was a cool dog. It was a mutt. Yappy was a mutt. But anyway, so according to us, we love the dog. Great dog. But according to my mom and dad, the dog was annoying as hell. He was terrible. Terrible dog.
Shit. Damn. That's crazy.
They hated Yappy. So
Up until now,
bro, we thought the dog then got, like, our neighbor called the dog, called the pound on Yappy. So they took we thought he went to the pound. And the whole time, bro, our parents really conspired and was like, we got to get rid of this dog.
That wasn't really what happened.
And then, bro, it's not because we questioned him. We questioned him the whole time and they just giving us different answers, bro.
I don't really remember.
Didn't he die? That's what my pops said. Didn't he die?
They've been lying to y'all for years.
No, bro. He was not dead, bro. He was here one day and he was gone.
Sweet. They've been lying to him for years.
My whole life, bro. My whole 25 plus years, bro.
They've been lying to you your whole life, bro.
Y'all don't lie to y'all kids, man. Do not do that. Traumatized to this day. Because we still don't really know, bro. We ain't got a straight answer.
That's funny, son.
I said
that. That show happened, too.
All that to say this, bro. Don't lie to your kid. Don't lie to your friends, man. Over here at the Raw Room, we not going to lie to y'all.
We're not going to lie.
So all the old roomies, the new roomies here, everybody that's new here, man, y'all go ahead, hit the subscribe button on the YouTube. Yes, hit the like, comment, share, man. We going to show some love over here and educate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, sports, the real world, life, food. Big backism. You know what I'm saying? We are here for the people. So tap in with the Raw Room, baby. And we back. We back in this thing.
We back, man. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. Nope.
No, yeah, look, we got a new soundboard just so y'all don't trip. Because the I right.
Insert sound effect.
Facts. We got a new soundboard, bro. We've been doing it for a long time. We didn't finally upgraded the board. We didn't had it, but it's been over there like outside the box, but on top of the box.
And JC got tired looking at it, so he came in today.
Nah, yeah, we was like, you know what?
I'm about to figure this out.
I'm going to put this together.
You know how we do. We'll buy something and let it sit.
On me, bro. You just look at it for a little bit.
We'll just let it sit. Then we're like, you know what? One day we just be like, all right, yeah, you know, it's about time.
It's about time we put this thing together now.
You buy something for your kid. The kid, I guess, I don't even want this no more, man. You need to put it together the night before.
No, yeah, you're supposed to put it together on time.
Yes, man. That's
but yeah, baby, we got a new soundboard, so the sound effects coming soon. We just set this up, so. Bear with us. But yeah, appreciate y'all tapping back in another week, baby.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to throw this in here because, you know, we started off with football. You know how we started off.
Absolutely.
We got one for you, Coach Bates. We know you in there watching film, getting ready. Always scouting for the next year and this and that. We got one for you, baby. Jake Bates, that's your cousin out there. He's still booming
he
the kicks,
one?
Bro.
He kicked another one?
A 50 plus,
wow.
Bro.
Hey,
bro.
A 50 plus, bro. Been booming it.
Man.
That's man. Like... That's tough to do now.
Yeah, Ali.
We ain't seen a whole lot of 60.
That's a real life kicker.
60 plus, 50 plus in back-to-back weeks.
Consecutively.
Hey, with ease, too.
Bruh building resume. Mm. He's on the board. I know he on
kickers,
the board.
Somewhere. Kickers are people, too.
I'm trying to tell you. He's on the board.
Kickers are people, too.
So y'all know I was at a party. I didn't get to catch a whole lot of the UFL football. But if y'all watching out there, you know what I'm saying? Keep watching. We love more football. Yeah. But, you know, it's off-season time.
Re-signings,
new signings and stuff like that. Devontae Smith out here re-signed with the Eagles. New extension out here.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
I feel like we knew that.
Yeah, yes, sir.
51 mil guaranteed.
Get your money.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
Get your money, youngin. Get your money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man.
Deserving.
Love
it.
Deserving.
It is. They were saying, bro, I was watching, you know, just ESPN, whatever. It was like, man, this is wide receiver season, bro, because there's a lot of other receivers out there.
Right.
It's payday for a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of them out there. I mean, like, you see the names up there, man. You know, I mean, CD, shit. Hey, Juke, JJ.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's
JJ and Justin didn't come to work today. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah. I told you it's OTA times, bro. Yeah. Some people going to report. Some people have to report. Some people don't necessarily have to. I mean, they have to report.
Yeah.
But, like, they'd be like, all right, brother. Like, okay if you show up in a few days, a week. Like, you
it's
know
cool.
what I'm saying? Some
it's,
folks.
It's voluntary to some and not to others.
Right. Some folks
got voluntary.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
But it ain't voluntary.
You feel me?
Oh, man, it was funny.
But yeah, they always try to make a big story out of these certain guys not showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
It really don't. It's really not that big of a deal.
It ain't that.
It's not that crazy because it's like, you know, depending on these guys, top of their position guys, like these boys are not in shape. Like how you think they got there? They are definitely
working.
They definitely working right now because shit, of course, JJ just came off the season. He was hurt. Most of the season, this past year, missed a lot of games. Yeah, he wanna bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These young boys still want to go out there and you know prove themselves and get the opportunity to play in some big games. So shit, why would they not be working when it's time to work? Come on now.
Right. All those receivers that was up on the list, you think all of them gonna get paid regardless? Yeah. It just depends on when and how much.
It's gonna take one to set the market, and the rest of them gonna go for bear.
Yeah,
like Devontae got paid. Like they'll probably base it starting with him.
Okay,
but with that group, you know, and when it's free agency like that, it's time to come up. It's gonna take one to kind of set or reset the market, and once that big one happens, the rest of them gonna fall right in line.
Big fact. It's funny that you mentioned that though, bro, because I was there for this right here. I was there for this. You were talking about like involuntary, like it's voluntary, but
it's
voluntary.
Not voluntary. Yeah.
This is the first
you know,
time.
You know,
every time we talked about
Jack
it.
Listen,
you know who was voluntary for and who was not voluntary for.
Jack, he was one of them guys.
Jack, right. Jack Rose was like definitely one of them, bro. Like, listen, that man told me, he said, I'm not coming. If it's optional. It was optional. It's optional. Bro. I'm not coming when it's optional, man. That's funny, bro. So
love,
like,
love a good man.
All right, so we're going to see then, yeah. Like, whoever next is going to set the market.
Right. It's going to take and one then, of them to set it, and then they're going to go from.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm just not reading this next line in the notes.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, your boy coming back.
That shit. What? Hey, look, bro.
Stop playing.
Hey, he's look, coming bro. Back, bro.
I throw this whole fruit bowl right now,
bro.
Right at the camera, bro. We'll start this.
Tell
shit
them what we talking about, bro. What is?
Ain't
what's
no
going
way,
on?
Bro. I did see the clip. Tom talking about, you know, if they called me to come back, you know, like I'm not a poach.
Hey, you heard what team he said too.
What he said?
I didn't hear the team.
He said 49ers and the Raiders.
He did say the Raiders. I did hear the Raiders.
Said 49ers, too.
Come on,
I didn't hear 49ers.
Hey, it's not a...
You're going to make me throw food in this bitch, Tom.
Hey, Tom to the 49ers?
Hey, Tom, it's December now. You put
right.
up?
Hey, we just, need you for the, we just need you for the playoffs.
That's
just
a come. Wild phone call, nah, bro.
Hey, nah, look, bro.
Just
they got
to the bowl.
They got to stop this shit. Bro.
That's crazy.
Look, after you,
that's
after,
possible, though. That's impossible.
They got to write a new rule. They got all these rules for motherfuckers. Can't tackle. Can't do this and that. That if, after you retire twice, you can't come back. Fuck that.
If you do it
after
twice,
you retire twice, you can't twice, come back, bro. Hell nah, bro.
That's funny,
that's
son.
Some bullshit. Hey,
does that happen, though, when like, fuck retire? Like, they say, what's that if I come back? Like how? How many retires do you think?
As long as you don't file your paperwork, you can verbally say you retire. But as long as if he ain't filed his paperwork, he can come back.
So that's the question: did he file the paperwork, JC?
Come back, Tom. Do it again. Do it again, Tom. Come back. Get another one.
Pull up. If you pull up for any time during the playoffs, bro, that is cheating.
Come on, Thomas. Get another one.
That's cheating, bro. That's cheating. You can't do that, bro. That's cheating. They're gonna have to rub right. You can't do that. To your point, 49ers, that's not fair, bro.
It's a great look.
It's
a great look. That's but funny, I don't think it's gonna happen. I think he just
no, not.
Hold on.
He's just trying
back,
to stay.
Back,
he's just
back.
Trying to stay relevant. He retired, trying to stay relevant.
Oh, so he did. So he did send his paper.
Oh, he did. Okay, all right. Well, yeah.
Okay,
well,
so he sent his.
Oh, yeah, he ain't coming back now.
He's over with.
Can't do it.
Yeah, he's just trying to stay relevant. You know,
shit, man. Listen, Hall of Fame in 2020. What was the 24 year? Oh yeah,
5 years.
Yeah,
5-4.
Oh yeah, he gonna be. Come on, he gonna be first ballot.
That's what I'm saying. So it's round.
That ain't even a question.
No.
He might go in by himself. He might be the only one to go that year. It's just him. Don't nobody else go.
Oh, Tom's up. Nope. Nobody else can go. Nobody
just
else.
Just Thomas. Wow. It's just
he
Tom.
Have like a whole different ceremony. Yeah.
Class of his own. Yep. Nobody else can
nobody
go.
Nobody else can go with just him.
Nobody else can go with him. Wait till next year.
That's wild.
You've been waiting for a long time. Wait another one.
Oh well.
You would want to be part of that class though for sure. I'm trying to go with it,
but that's why you can't.
That's why you can't.
It's just him.
That's
just
crazy, him. Bro.
That's why you can't.
That's crazy. Who all be in that class with him? Who all be in that class? I'm really curious to know because it's like all
I
right.
mean it'll be a lot. It'll be first timers, but it's still some names on the list that ain't been in yet. That won't be in by then.
Okay.
But I don't know as far as like a first time. I don't know who else will be. I don't know who else retired with him.
I mean, well, he for sure there. He for sure there. So
well, yeah, clearly.
I mean, with Snap, big dog. Aaron Donald, will he be eligible?
He'll be the year after.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
J.J. Watt.
Okay, J.J. Watt. Okay.
Well, that's going to be a hell of a class.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's going to be like, you slick have the class then.
Well, it's just going to be them two then. It's going to be Thomas.
We got J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Devin McCourty.
Rodney
Hudson, Byron Jones.
Okay. So those are the ones that
is
just
Byron? Is Byron?
He did retire.
But I'm saying, was he like this? He going to go? Was he?
Byron was.
Was he cold
good.
Like
he
that?
He was really good in Dallas for them. He was good. Okay. I don't know what's the.
Right. There's no like set criteria. So right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what. Like, is he first ballot? Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean.
17 All-Pro 2018, Pro Bowl 2018.
I don't think so.
I think but it's just because he's like he, eligible, right?
Yeah.
But like there's
but that'll be his first. That'll be your first ballot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we know JJ and Tom, but they're gonna be first ballots. Those are kind of give, you know.
Yeah.
Those are givens for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like it's just certain guys once they retire, you know, once they go, it's like,
right.
They're gonna be first ballot. Like they're going. First ballot.
Okay.
It's gonna be some guys that's been trying to get in that ain't gonna go because they going first ballot. But that happens every time. Like,
yeah.
Every year though, you know what I mean. Every Hall of Fame year's got, you know, it's gonna be first. Especially now, like with guys retiring, you know, here now, like it's gonna be a bunch of guys that's retiring. That's gonna be first ballots. you know, guys that we played against or played with that we watched play like they are. It's gonna be a lot of guys gonna be first ballot Hall of Famers. So.
To your point, Aaron Donald, fucking Jason Kelce. Like those right there is like, okay, boom, first ballot.
Fletcher, if he go, if he's first ballot, like
Okay.
There's gonna be some stacked, we're gonna start seeing some stacked Hall of Fame classes.
Yeah.
Like the one this year. The one this year is pretty
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame class this year is pretty loaded.
Pull up real quick, guys. I want to see who's all up in there.
Dwight, Devin Hester.
Andre, JP, Patrick Willis. Okay.
Steve Michael the, Senior. Randy, okay.
Two of my teammates up there. Yeah, yeah.
Dwight, yeah.
Mr. Spin Move himself.
Man.
He got you?
Pull it up.
There we go.
Pull it up.
Hey, the one saving grace for me.
What's that?
It was preseason.
Nah, bro.
So it did go on the stat sheet. It was preseason.
Hey, gosh,
it was my brother. It was my second year in the league. It was the second game, you know, second preseason game.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, starter was out. It was like, oh, you know, we're going to give him a shot, you know, so we get in there, right? Yeah. He don't start, right? We get to the first third down. Here's nigga come.
Oh, yeah.
He played one snap the whole game.
And it was yours.
Hey, I'll be
high. Hey,
bro. If a nigga got in there and danced on me, bro.
One play. Spin move, sack, fumble.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Peyton throws a 70-yard bomb to Reggie Wayne the next play.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, my goodness. What a turn.
Thank God it was preseason.
Hey, looking at King like, what the fuck?
Hey,
what you gonna do, though?
I was on IR last year. It's my second year in the league. What you
want me to do?
Let me
see the highlights, man.
When I tell you, King ain't lying. When Free used to come off the sideline, because Free, bro, he was literally, when he came into the team, bro, he had this little, like, briefcase.
Yeah, his little roller bag.
Bro,
yeah.
He had a little, it's like a little, some type of, I think, some type of machine. Yeah, machine in there.
He do all his own stuff.
He take it everywhere. I'm a little like, damn, this nigga, arms long as hell.
Yep.
Okay.
Arms long as hell. And he then, like, from here up, he looked like an old man, bro. Like, old bald uncle, bro. You know what I'm saying? The cookout just be hanging out at the back, bro. Back beers there? And shit. Like,
really? Probably.
Bro, you look at him and you like, I mean,
ain't no way.
Real. Ain't no way. Just sweet. And when I tell you
pull up some of his highlights,
that third down came up.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see that 93 jog. When it was
regular season, we was like, oh yeah, he finna do a spin move.
if it was
like eight different, you know, third down, he not gonna do it all the time.
Yeah.
But like coming towards the middle, second end of the game, bro, like
you already know what's happening.
Oh yeah, we know what's happening, bro. Everybody on the line.
He been setting it up the whole game. He set you up with speed the whole time.
Yeah, bro.
And the thing is, like, you know it's coming, and you know he's gonna do it.
Yeah, you know you can do it.
Like, so many times that year, bro, just seeing the spin move in the team room, bro, and we all just like, that shit is fucking crazy, nigga.
It's crazy.
That shit flawless every time.
Man, okay.
He's got it down. It's by steps. He got it down.
What was in the briefcave?
It was like a little stem machine.
Yeah.
Okay. It was one of them joints. He would walk around. Okay. Yeah. I got it. I'm like, shit, who's
this one was crazy. I remember this one.
But no, yeah, D-Free, real old head, bro. Right there.
That's the reason why he's going to the Hall of Fame. Woo-hoo! Look at
spin
that.
Spin move is so nasty, sweet.
That was fire.
Like,
that was fire.
You know what I'm saying? Your grilling ass uncle with long ass arms, bro, and somehow he's spin moving on niggas, bro.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ooh, see ya. Bye bye. That boy turned around. See ya. Oh, he said, oh shit.
The craziest one to me, I think he was playing New England in Indy.
Okay.
What he did, I think it was either two or three in one play. I know he broke off two. I know he did two spin moves.
That motherfucker.
I want to say he got a play where he did three, but I know they're playing the Patriots. He broke off, I think, the tight end and then the tackle with back to back spin moves.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I don't know if it was a game, bro, that he ain't complete a spin move.
Right.
Like, sweet. He might not have had 40 plays. He probably not have had 20 plays. But it was a damn spin move in that bitch.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Was it the Steelers or the Pay or somebody? He just broke, I mean, dubbed like. He tap tap like you playing Madden, bam bam, back to back.
Hitting the button, it's going. It's
right.
Crazy,
he just
bro.
Spamming the spin move. But that's what like he said. But if you look at what he says, he had to figure out a move that worked for him, that worked best, and he did. And you find one move, get great at it.
Yep.
And that's the thing, bro. You know it's coming.
Niggas know it's, you know coming, it's coming too, bro.
You know it's coming, and it still works.
Yeah, he's, bro.
You know he gonna spin. You know he gonna spin
every time,
man.
And you still can't. You still
can't do shit about it.
There's no chance in hell you gonna block that nigga.
Shout out to
him. Look at him. Sweet.
Oh yeah, that might do like somebody on the back.
Hell yeah. Shout out to B Free. You probably gonna be in there, bro.
Yeah, congrats to going in, bro. Old teammate.
Being up for it, all that shit, bro.
What's up, bro?
I mean, but I feel like that's, we knew he was. I mean,
oh yeah, we knew
another one. He just saying like, okay, yep,
another one.
Yeah, bro, come on, like you don't, and you got to think about it. He said it too with that. Like, coaches didn't like it because they don't like defensive guys turning their back to the quarterback. Mm. So a lot of D line coaches, look at that shit.
Mm. Getting pissed off right
now. No, I ain't mad. I'm just, I done been there. I know.
He said,
I done been there. I know how that goes.
Shit,
yeah, ain't nothing you can. Yeah, ain't nothing you can do.
Ain't nothing you can do, bro.
Hey, if it's third down, you just take your ass to the. You hope the quarterback hold on to the ball. It ain't a sack fumble.
Yeah,
you better hope it's a quick ass. He get it out of his hand.
Hey, look, but the coach. Look, coaches don't come and say nothing. What the coach?
Coach don't say shit.
Oh God, you can't say nothing.
Yeah, what you going?
Fucking block his ass. He just nigga spun move. He ain't even took two steps. He hit a spin move.
Bum.
Nigga ain't even moved yet.
That's nuts.
The tackle ain't even moved yet. So with
spin move
in there.
No, that ain't me. That big boy. He got big markers. Yeah,
that's the two. Oh my God.
Two in the block.
Hey.
Damn.
Yeah, no, we love to see that. Love to see that.
Shout out to him though, man. Shout out to the Clash. It was interesting though.
There it is. That's a double spin move.
Oh.
That was the Steelers. He hit the tight end and then the tackle. And then, but then gonna bull rush you too though.
Killing.
Sheesh.
It gets you on the speed, gets your feet. As soon as you get your feet crossed up.
He going straight
speed
through
to power.
There's some new news right here on this.
What you got?
Rasheed Rice situation. Getting sued for $10 million.
Yeah, I did see that.
What?
Yep, I saw that.
But
so, you know, obviously.
Yeah, car crash going over 119 miles per hour. Involving,
come on, young man.
SMU cornerback Theodore Teddy Knox.
Yeah,
that resulted in
he has been suspended, by the way.
Them niggas was racing.
Yeah,
that was so basically the story said he was in his Lambo. He pulled up beside a vet apparently, and it was an interstate racing. Lost control of the vehicle.
Yeah, hit the median.
And no, they did. They actually, I want to say he fled the scene.
Nah, yeah, it was a bunch of
it
stuff.
It was like a lot of stuff that went
down. It was a bunch of stuff that went on, bro. Yeah. It was crazy to see for real.
Mm-hmm.
But
the team still like, well, I feel like us, our interview, they did like a little Zoom with Andy Reid, and they were like, I mean, right now he on the team, so we're going to practice.
They're going to let the legal process play out.
Yeah, just let it play out and see what's going on.
I mean,
that's wild,
niggas,
though.
Just niggas, young niggas be, I mean.
Yes, yeah. Depending on the situation, like, mm-hmm. As far as like legally, teams don't usually like
make a move or say anything.
Yeah, they usually don't like. They just wait to see. But unless it's like something, you know, egregious.
Yeah,
of course. This was not you know getting passed on this. This not that's not type shit. You know, that need to be going on, putting people in danger and shit. His own life in danger.
Yeah, but and somebody else in the car. Like,
right.
A lot going on.
Bad situation for real.
You got to make smarter decisions. That's all.
Yeah.
Off season, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, heck, bro. I'm just curious. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm trying to see what's going to end up happening. I mean, not just with the suit, but I mean, is he going to play?
Oh.
Like, you know.
I mean.
It's interesting to see. After all this right here, like, you know, is he going to play? Regardless. Is he, you know. So we'll see.
I don't know. Yeah.
We'll see.
That's a tricky situation.
It is. It's wild, bro. It's wild. Yeah. Like you said, young dude out here having fun.
Yeah. I mean, woo, shit, just coming off this season.
Rookie. Like, what he's the team rookie of the year or whatever?
Rookie. Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. The rookie came in. What? Fish grease right now.
Andy going to sit him down and talk to him.
No, I mean, I'm sure that process has already been started just because, like,
I'm
how to handle it initially, not a good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not a good look.
He ain't going to yell and scream at him. He's going to sit down and talk to him, man to man, just be. Make smarter decisions.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, learn from this shit and it don't have to, you know, affect the career for real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Definitely just make better decisions out there. Like, shit. And then, okay, so did y'all see this
What's up?
TJ Hawkinson talking about the league needs to look into low hits as far as tackling coming off his injury this past season. Knee injury. Took a tough hit going into the in the playoffs.
I got to hear y'all. I got to hear it. I feel like I already know what y'all going to say. I feel like.
But I'm saying,
what does he want him to do?
Right.
What does he want him to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You a 260-pound tight end. I'm a 200-pound defensive back. Would you...
Yeah, no, I mean...
I can't hit you high. I can't hit you low.
Right. And then for this specific play, it was damn near defenseless. So it's like, if I hit him up high...
That's a flag.
It could potentially be some, you know,
or it's just worse than the flag.
Like right. It's a tough situation. For real, for real.
What you think, JC? I mean, like, you out there, like, for real, for real. Like, what do you think? Like, you were hearing this
preferred
as
preferred to have suffered a concussion. Now, that's tough. Because, I mean, you do have the right to say what's cool for you and what's not. But, like,
well, yeah, I'm not going to. A brain injury is tough, bro. That's tough.
And I'm not, like, I don't want motherfuckers to get hurt. I don't want to see motherfuckers lose their leg after a tackle, you know what I'm saying, because of how, like, his foot got planted or guy had to go low. Or, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see guys get hurt, get rolled up and stuff. Like, I don't want to see that. But it does happen in the game. Can't prevent all injuries. If that was the case, then the sport wouldn't be what it is.
Because, well, to me, this sounds like guys just don't want to get tackled no more.
I mean, and it's already hard enough as a defender. So it's like, it's tough.
I mean, it's a physically demanding contact collision sport. That's
right.
It's the first, bro, to hear like a player suggest.
No, I'm sure guys have said it before.
I mean, yeah, I was about to say guys have voiced their opinions. You know. Express their concerns about certain elements of the game that might happen, might get hot guys hurt and stuff like that. But it's like, I mean, shit, bro. Like, if we being for real, then we added more tackling rules. Like, you just added the hip drop. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I feel like everything, every single rule as of late is going straight to the defense,
the defenders, and straight what we can and cannot do. And most of the time, it's what we cannot do.
Offense sells,
right? I mean. Yeah, bro, it's tough. It's tough out here. I don't want to see any more, like, of course we want the game to be safe, but I don't want to see no more, like, all right, well, y'all can't do this no more, and then there's no, like, reciprocal rule on the other side for the offense, you know what I'm saying? It's not anything.
You've said it a few times,
adds to their list of, like, all right, y'all got to quit doing this, because, like, they'll say, okay, you can't do the pick play. But then they'll just design it a different way and still get a pick. And it's a pick play. But that, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit. Like offense get away with it. Defense really can't get away with it. Mm-hmm. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a bang, bang play, 9 out of 10.
Right. Like when offense do it, you know, they scheme some shit up. But when defense do it, like, I mean, of course, defense can scheme some shit up, but... When defense do it, you know, we cheating type
it's a
shit.
Harder, yeah. I understand him saying that coming off the injury he had. Of course he feels that way. He just, you know, tore his knee up coming off of that. So like it's understandable coming from him.
Yeah.
Because he's in the middle of rehab trying to get back. So it's not surprising hearing that from, you know, coming off an injury like that, but
yeah,
I don't think they're going. There's nothing. I mean,
it's like, what else? What can they do?
Yeah, well, I mean,
what else they gonna take away from it?
Yeah, like I said, I'm an offensive. You know, I'm an offensive lineman. I'm an offensive guy, but that still, it just doesn't. That wouldn't make sense. Like, I mean, that's like.
But I said, you're gonna have to wait till he catch it, turn around, and take 3 steps before you can hit him. Now, like.
Nah, that's doing too much.
No. That's what I'm saying. Crazy. Like, what we like,
wait a minute, what? Yeah, that's doing too much.
What we gonna do? Yeah,
it's almost impossible out there for you, man. But I mean, like I said, I just feel like that, like, I'm surprised to hear y'all say that does happen. I've never heard an offensive player saying, hey, look, I don't want them doing this anymore either.
Look, I say this.
Yeah, that's kind of wild for me.
Because it's hard to change the rules. It's hard to change the elements of the game without taking away from the game. This is what we could change. We didn't say it again, and I say it again.
Say it again.
Put the motherfucking grass back.
Right.
Yeah.
Put the grass back, bruh.
If they cared about player safety, that would be the first thing they did.
Put the grass back.
Yeah. That's what you said.
And quit bro, like y'all, no grass, extend the season.
But player safety.
Player safety.
Player safety.
More games.
We're going to give you more games on a terrible surface. But player safety.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's impossible.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Soccer. Soccer. Y'all know soccer. They get that, what they get.
Grass.
That grass.
And they don't play either. They don't play.
It got to be the right grass, too. That's right. Not the right grass. No, get it up out of here.
Right. It can't be no regular.
Yeah.
Outside, Greg.
That shit got that. Better be that lab.
It's got to be a lawn. Yeah, it's got to be a lawn.
You saw what they did up in New York. Remember, you know, I want to say we talked about it because they're going to be doing the World Cup. They say, hey.
We need that.
Get that bullshit up out of here.
We need that organic. That organic grass. I need that farmer's market grass. I need
that dirt.
What?
It grows in dirt.
Not playing that. You right over there. They not playing that.
Bro. It's tough with the rules. But change the fields. We could do that.
Right.
We could do that.
Man.
Player safety.
We can talk on that.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, bro, I want to kind of segue to a little bit of football / NBA.
Hoops.
Y'all know.
Hold on.
What you got? Uh-oh. What you got?
Uh-oh. Runaway blueberry. Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on. Time out.
Time out on the play.
Because it's not in the notes. And we did not have our private eye on the scene. He had business to tend to.
We going
to
get to that, bro. All
right, bro, we said, Wayne, we might as well start.
Come
the people want to know.
We want to know.
We want to know.
They want to know.
So I got to ask.
What's up? I got to ask.
What happened in the rec league this week, baby? Come on, bro.
Yeah,
we need to know. Like, did the average stay above 30?
Did we get up 31 shots?
What was the team like? Did they have jerseys?
So we played a legit team that had jerseys. They actually had a full jersey. They had like actual.
Oh, they had tops and bottoms.
Like, they only had this base solid color black on. So they were going to play black. You know, I still got like the little reversible jumps. You know what I'm saying?
They need two jerseys if they want to change.
Exactly.
They got home and away at rec league.
Damn near. So I said, all right, cool.
Legit team.
I'm not sure if like you noticed the last team we played, but it was a whole bunch of brothers out there.
It wasn't.
And this team right here, these are our brothers.
Oh, okay. So now we got some competition.
We got some competition.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because like they did eventually, like I told y'all, like the way they do is on the first Sunday, they're going to look at everybody's score and then they're going to put everybody in like, all right, look, y'all AB, y'all da, da, da. So they put us, of course, we top of the A. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all put up 100.
Everybody
what you
shoot.
Expect, nigga?
Y'all
scored 100 points.
Everybody shooting. All right, this game right here. So we a pull up. You know what I'm saying? We had six guys, of course. Man, people looking for my man. Go like, hey, yo, where the camera crew? They talking shit, too.
Nah, hell no.
They talking shit, bro. They was like, yo, that's we all left. What y'all going to do? Da, 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 da. I'm talking about it was so much so. Other teams, like captains, was sitting down with them. So they all op, but they don't fuck with us. They was like, bro, they don't mess with us, bro. So, all right, cool. You know,
you put a target on your back.
Then we did.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
My mentality. Hey.
First half, Memphis, you know what I'm saying? First half, it was a little sluggish. I knew two things. I said, listen, number one, we're going to play real defense. Y'all ain't seen it like us for real. We all play defense and we can shoot. Everybody knows that now. So the thing was, do you think y'all can really outrun us? Because it was going to be a back and forth. It was going to be one of those. Mm. Can y'all outrun us?
Mm-hmm.
We in shape, bro.
Ooh.
So first half, it was a little rocky. We was down a lot first half. Of course, first shot of the game, three ball, me, you know,
obviously.
Put it there.
Like
off,
that.
Off rip.
First score of the game.
Off the tip off. Off the tip off.
Hey,
what we tell her? Pass the sweet.
Hey, yeah.
Get back to
hey, for, hey, pri- ah. hey, hey, look, that's the best lit right there. First score of the game. Hey, Alex Sweet.
Absolutely. That happened. First knocked down right. Okay, cool. He was going back and forth for a little bit. We was down. We ended the half up by two. So it was close. Now, I'm being efficient. I'm not taking crazy shots. Like, I end the night. I got my stats for my man. We're going to put up. I end the night. I want to say, hold on, I'm just going to just pull up. I ain't going to make nothing up because we don't lie at the raw room like what JC said earlier today. So efficiency. You can just go ahead and just take a look at it right there. You'll find my name, bro.
We're going to show this.
The stat sheet?
Okay, yeah, this is the stat sheet right here.
Look, that's how they care about
it. Here we go.
Hey, Faye, that's how they care about it. They ain't looking at me. No. They ain't trying to hear shit as I got to say.
Let me lock this. Yeah, it's like right here.
It. Yeah, there we
Boom.
Go. You got it. You All got right. it.
Yeah, we got Alex Sweet.
Yeah. So we were
17 points.
17 points.
Seven. He was 7 for 14.
7 for 14. Efficiency.
Yeah. Okay. From the 2, 4 for 7. 3-pointer, yeah. 3 for 7.
3 for 7.
Okay. Efficiency. We're being efficient.
Efficiency. We're being efficient like
right now.
But look at the defense. You know what I'm saying? 3 blocks. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. He got some stats on here. Some rebounds.
Yeah, of
offense
course.
Rebounds.
I'm
assists.
Trying to make, I'm trying to put my team
two
in the
blocks.
Position to win.
Okay. Man, hold on. You got 2 turnovers now.
Where's that at now?
You got 2 turnovers in there.
Yeah, you got 2 turnovers. That turnovers right there.
That's cap, bro.
It's on the stat sheet.
It's just too sweet.
It's
all right. No.
It's on the stat sheet.
I think it was like one of them situations.
He didn't want to. We gonna coach you hard over here in the raw room.
Anyway, listen.
Hey, Jamal,
he
got 2 turnovers. That's 2 suicides, right?
That man saw it today. He saw it today.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, second half, we came out. Like, I was trying to be efficient this game. I was like, all right, listen, like these boys can play. Like me just jacking shots, they ain't gonna get it done. So you saw play of the game was my guy Eric, 26 points.
Yeah,
5
yeah,
for
he
8
did,
for
he
3.
Did have some buckets. I saw that.
He was going crazy. So second half, you know, they thinking we there. They bench chirping at us. They had the other effects. I talk too, so I'm talking my shit. They talking to me heavy, saying, bro, you always complaining. Da, 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 da. I said, listen, y'all ain't gonna worry about going on. We're talking shit, bro. We end up winning the game, of course. About 15, 20 points, somewhere around there.
Damn.
Final score.
We're not playing, bro.
We're playing.
I honestly think people thought we was playing, bro.
They thought rec league champ was just
it's
a,
not, no,
it was
listen.
A joke. That was just a nah.
Listen. And like, you know, it was the first game, like I said, it was warm. I'm just putting up shots. Listen, I'm a facilitate. I got some hoopers with me. I got some guys that can play, bro.
Oh, we saw. We saw stat line.
I got some guys that can play.
We saw
bro.
The stat line last
we did.
Week.
We back next week, though. You know what I'm saying? I think man gonna pull up. Y'all gonna see some more clips, man.
And so he went LeBron. He went LaSweet.
He did. He showed out
Alex,
one night.
Alex LaSweet. Alex LaSweet.
Alex LaSweet.
Alex LaSweet.
That's
Alex
crazy, LaSweet. Bro. LaSweet. But nah, we
LaSweet
here, though,
He went LaSweet James. That's LaSweet. LaSweet. He went with efficiency.
Oh, LaSweet man, James. Bro. That's funny, man.
Who we going to get
Steph Curry last week. LaSweet James this week, so next week.
Who we going to get next week, bro?
Alex Embiid in this.
Hey, right. He's going to be Alex Westbrook with a triple-double.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see it.
Hey, listen. We out here, though, bro. It's fun. Shout out to Mid-State again, bro. Hey, listen. Y'all mess with us. We mess with y'all, bro. It's all love out there, bro. We having some fun. But anyways, back to professionals.
That's live.
I was trying to tie in football and basketball a little bit.
Hey, nah,
get my jokes off.
Nah, yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
but
go
it's
ahead,
all
go
good,
ahead.
Man. So I'm not sure if y'all knew this, but the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Pistons finished their both seasons with the same amount of wins.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, no.
Troll.
That's tough.
That's good
tough,
for football,
bro.
But damn.
That's tough.
14 wins on a season, bro.
That's fucked up.
That's tough.
Yeah, man.
Matter
Monty
fact,
Williams looking sick.
Speaking of Detroit, I want to say I saw something on the way over here, bro, that Detroit got like a... Now, California got the little Hollywood sign.
No.
They got a Detroit sign somewhere out there, bro. I saw that shit on Twitter. Bro.
No, they don't, bro.
I swear I did, bro. Yeah. Some dude was making a rap video about that bitch.
Yeah. Damn, nigga.
I wasn't ready. Sweet pissed off. Look
on,
at that bitch, bro.
Come on, bro.
Man, Detroit.
Detroit, baby.
I saw
somebody rapping. They was in the video. Right?
And
they was in front of that thing. They was in front of the lid.
Come on, bro. That's crazy,
damn, Detroit, bro.
Detroit down. Hey, listen. Anyway, them boys down bad
14
right now.
Wins.
14 wins is hard. And what's crazy is I feel like going into the season, everybody saw like the lineup with Cunningham, with Ivy,
shit.
They had some boys. They had like a nice little young core.
Right.
Well, ooh, boy.
14 wins in the NBA?
That's no bueno.
80 games.
That's no bueno. I don't think the Wizards had a pretty shitty year, too. I think they ain't too far behind them. They probably had like 16, maybe 17.
That's like winning, what, 2 games? 1 game?
Yeah.
In the NFL? Like, comparably?
Well, yeah, because if 14 Damn. Is like the high.
14, 16.
Yeah. They're going to win. What is it? 15?
They won 15.
15 games. Jordan Poole.
Look at
sick.
That. That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's like winning 1 or 2 games in the NFL.
That's tough.
1 in 16.
One in 17.
1 in 17. Nah.
1 in 17
now. 0 in 16.
Man. Lottery pick.
Yeah.
Who y'all going to bring over there now?
Nah,
hell, that's tough.
So what's a?
But anyways, snap. More in basketball, man. Well, look, I want to go straight to WNBA real quick if we can, man. Like just, the draft happened.
Well, hold on, wait. Well, hold on.
What is this?
Before we get to that, we can skip that.
Okay.
Before we get to the women's, big shout out to my dog Jalen Courtney Williams. He was coaching over at Creighton the past few years.
Okay.
And you know they've been to the Sweet 16. You know, all in the tournament.
Yeah.
Just got hired. Got the job at LSU, the assistant coach.
That's
out there
up,
for the
bro.
Basketball men. That's my okay. dog, bro. He was there when we was in school, bro. One of the few Mississippi people that was.
At school,
yeah. So okay. we was clicked up. That's my boy, man. He been holding it down, bro. Back on
that's
campus. We love to see
hell
that.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Tigers
what's
in
up?
The building.
That's what's
that's
up.
That's exciting stuff, bro. Love seeing the coaches get these jobs.
Big shout out. Big, you're right. One
SEC.
Representation. Facts. Yeah.
Love it.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Shout out to him, man. Mm-hmm. But hey, look, shout out to the women too, though. In WNBA, the draft happened. But Caitlin Clark, as expected, went number one. She's going to be teamed up with Miss Boston that came out of South Carolina last year, up there in Indiana. So
number one pick from last year.
Yeah, exactly. So they got two number ones. Like the rumor was, well, not rumor, what they were saying. Well, I guess one of the stats was over these past few years, if the teams that had the number one picks back to back years eventually won the championships. Right. You know, they brought up the Aces. They brought up a few other teams. So it's big. But listen, I'm going to say, bro, this draft is really, really making the WNBA already more interesting because with all these duos that's happening. So the second pick was Cameron Brink. Yeah. And she's teamed up with Rekia Jackson out there in L.A. It is L.A., right? Am I right on that? It is L.A. And like, you know, we've been looking at both of them playing. So you got a guard, you got a big, you know, it's going to be a good squad. But look at what Chicago did. You see what Chicago did? Twin Towers. Angel Reese
and Cordoza.
Yeah. Come on now. What?
Hey.
It just makes it interesting. Like, I want to see the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to see this this game. It's going to be very, very interesting. I mean, let me see who else got picked up, man. Just going down the list, Faye. Who was number two? Number two was Brink, right? Okay. Three was Camilla, Rekia, JC. She out of Ohio State. Yeah. Got picked up. We got some names out there, bro. So, Aaliyah Edwards. I remember seeing her play. She was the one that went above Angel. So it's gonna be exciting to watch these games. Like you got, you know, some big duos. Like they already said, ticket prices for the Indiana Fever has already went up.
Going up.
The Fever's going up.
Of course.
They're gonna pull up. People wanna see them play.
Nah, yeah, it's you know, more names that we're familiar with. And
I'm saying the names. It's wild.
Yeah.
We're saying them like
that.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, because you know, back then it wasn't as you know, prevalent in the media, as much exposure and just like, you know, people actually getting to see, you know, what, you know, these professionals can do. You know what I'm saying? They are very, very talented basketball players.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
And I mean,
they bring star power.
I'm excited. I'll be tuned in.
Catch a few games here.
I'll be watching. I want to see
tuned in, man. Other news in basketball. So the Olympic season is among us.
Olympics.
First and foremost. They got the roster out for the men. It was just posted.
Oh, did they?
Yep, they just posted the name. So, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah, they want to win.
Jason Tatum.
After what happened last year.
Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. Bam Adebayo, Anthony Edwards, and Drew Holiday.
They said, hey, world stage, bro, or don't talk to us. They said, hold my beer.
They said, all right,
hold my beer.
We're not just winning. We're trying to dominate.
It's finna be, you know, dream team energy.
They trying to go nuts.
I mean, you look at the first four or five names on the list. That let you know they trying to win.
They call LeBron and say, listen, I need you to just go and call everybody.
LeBron, Steph, KD, the top three. That's, you know, they trying to.
I'm ready to see Anthony Edwards.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Goodness. I want to see
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's a dog.
His name is towards the bottom of this list, but that don't take away from the star power, bro.
No.
He's been going crazy.
Ant-Man is a dog.
Nuts, bro.
He's been going crazy, bro.
Nuts.
Punching old people out there, bro. Not literally, but you know.
Not getting up. Aggressive.
Bro, all that, bro.
That's the kind of roster
the
we
handle.
Want. That's the kind of USA roster team we want
to
see.
Oh, yeah.
We
tune
in. This? Right.
That's what we need
I'm
to
watching.
See. Right.
We I'm watching. Right. I'm watching this.
I might
miss a few of the preliminary games.
No. But when it gets,
yeah, we watching.
Yeah.
Curry, surprisingly enough, is set to make his Olympics debut.
Wow. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But he, like, I don't know if it's the same.
What?
Like, for the basketball. I'm just thinking, like, for football, they have, like, the All-Star game and stuff like that. I know that's not All-Star
This is not that.
It's not during the season type shit.
It's after the season.
It's after the season, so it's not around.
You know, I was thinking, like, they've been going
to the playoffs and stuff like that, so maybe that's the reason why you couldn't get the...
That is true.
That time they're playing will be his rest. It'll be like his rest, his kind of rest time.
But. And like the way that he plays, bro, he runs a shit ton too. Right. So, you know, that was probably important to get some of their rest.
In deeper into the season.
So he played FIBA.
Yeah. I know he was injured before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. They ain't messing around. We got to get that gold medal back.
Yeah,
they playing this year. Hey, staying on Olympics though, real quick. Go back to that, Faye. I want people to know what's going on with the trials.
They want y'all. This is important. We want y'all to be informed.
Yes, sir.
This is important.
Track time. I'm watching all of this. I might not watch all the basketball, but I'm watching all of this.
Catching these, bro.
I'm watching all of this.
They gonna be lit all the time, bro.
But look, you go outside. And you be running around hot, come in middle of the day, bro.
And then you watch one race
and you be there for like 20, 30 minutes, bro. We went to get water. Now I'm watching the track trial.
Yep. That's what it is.
This shit is lit.
If you're listening and you're not on YouTube, which we love YouTube over here, y'all. I'm not sure if JC said that earlier, but we love YouTube.
Oh, absolutely.
You can definitely come on YouTube and actually see the Olympic team trials broadcast schedule. But we're going to be locked in, yo. Olympics around the corner too, so... Yeah, man. We're about to see some amazing stuff.
Yeah, buddy. Looking forward to
this. No, because we had some you know what I'm saying? The track team, they've been showing out. They've been showing out lately.
Charles is gonna be tough this year. It's not a bunch of shoe ins. Like you're gonna have to
win to get in.
Yeah.
You got to win to get in.
You got Christian, and then what's the 200
What was that, Noah?
Noah Lyles. Mm-hmm. Noah Lyles.
And you got Fred Curley. Mm. You got Trayvon Brahma. He's coming back. He's coming back healthy. So there's going to be some
names to watch.
There's going to be some names in the women, too. You know, Sha'Carri.
Of course, Sha'Carri's back.
You got Aaliyah Hobbs. You got TT. Like, it's some... You got to come. They're going to have to...
You had sent us that little ad. Sha'Carri got
With the Nike. Yeah,
so
they did
Nike's
the...
Nike's coming out.
The uniforms for the Olympic trials. Nike did the uniforms for the trials.
And she out there getting it. She looking good, man. She's back in her element. Yeah.
I remember watching her when she was at LSU, when she broke that, you know, breaking records down at LSU, bro. Speed, boy. Top end. She's crazy.
She coming with it, man. I did see it, though. That was fly.
I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, man. But anyway, it is upon us, baby. So listen, we'll be locked in this summer. Normally, you know, like some be a little quiet, but hey, we got a few things going on in the sports world, baby. A few things going on. Keep on going though. You know, UK, Kentucky did hire coach Mark Pope. I want to say he came out of BYU. Faye, is that correct? I'm going off the dome.
That's correct.
But yeah, new Kentucky head coach. I'm curious to see. A lot of you know, their team already, you know, hit the portal.
Oh, my goodness.
I know DJ Wagner.
The portal is...
He was like, yep, I'm out of here.
DJ dip.
Yeah, he dipped. DJ Wagner dipped.
The portal is...
Hey, is he as good as his dad?
No. Look at Preston. No.
His dad was... No. Listen, bro. No. His daddy was...
When he was at Memphis...
Dog.
When DJ Wagner was at... when Dwan Wagner
DeJuan
was at Memphis...
A dog.
He was a dog. He hit 81 points in that, like, one of those high schools. Like, 81 points in high school, yo.
He was a dog. D-Wag was a dog.
Wagner was a dog. So, no, he's not like his dad.
Okay.
He's not like his dad. No.
I mean, Artie...
Preston was over like, no.
Artie...
No.
They're different, but are they the same? You know what I'm saying? Like the kids,
they play both play guard.
No, I'm talking about the kids now. I'm talking about the kids now. Like they different, but are they the same? You know what I'm saying? Like the players back then.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it is
new players.
There are a couple of players that's like that though. It's a few. Like what's the white kid named? Tall guy. He's going to Duke. He came to Memphis and played.
Cooper Flag.
Flag or something. He can hoop. He can hoop.
He's tall and he's tall too.
Yeah, he can hoop. He can hoop. He was down in I want to say Carrieville. They had a high school tournament in Memphis, and he pulled up. I couldn't get up in that thing, but my cousin coaches at Carrieville High, and he was like, "Oh yeah, he like that.
Yeah, he can.
He like that.
32. Like that. Okay, I like the number."
Mm-hmm. 32. Yeah,
I like the numbers.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, he liked that. We're gonna see.
He's going to Duke?
Yeah, he's going to Duke.
He's gonna be one and done.
Oh yeah. Duke's grabbing somebody else too, bro. It was another top player that Duke is getting for sure.
Duke's
looking good. Nah, not at the portal. I'm talking about out of high school. Probably at the portal too.
But the portal I actually found it was a page on Twitter, bro. It was like a transfer portal hub, like type shit. They just
with all the names.
They just tweeting all the kids that's in the portal, bro, from different sports, different schools. I'm like, bro, this shit, deep. That shit jumping, my man.
The portal should be clogged up.
On me, like they.
But that's what's going on, though.
Shit should be on back order.
That's what's going on. And to your point, too, like y'all said, I was like, dang, bro, there ain't that many schools for all of y'all.
It ain't that many spots.
Goodness, bro.
In all sports, it ain't that many roster spots for all sports like
yeah,
that.
So yo, it's jumping. Jumping, man.
Good luck.
Right. Good luck to all.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. But all I mean, shout out to Mark. I am interested to see what they going to do. I mean, like Kentucky's culture is about to change, yo. Mark Pope.
NCAA said tourney career record
is
0-2
in 10 years. Sheesh.
Damn. I mean, you know, might not have the right. Damn. And then, yeah, and then with BYU, they lost to 11 seed.
How you get that, child?
He said, how you get that?
Hey, damn, sweet.
Some people will wonder.
Come on, now. King. Right. Come on
you're
now.
Right. You right. But look, sweet, you asking
it ain't what you know.
Sweet. I was just finna say, you asking two people that
it
are
what
privy
you know.
To the game, bro. Like, yeah. We know what goes on.
That's
you might get
wild.
The job, but are you qualified?
Okay, so he went there.
He went there. To school in Kentucky. Well, you got your answer, sweet.
There we go.
There you go.
You got your answer.
It's not what you know. It's who you know.
Is who you know. He was a part of the national championship team.
Mm. I mean, like, what was his country? I'm just curious. Like, was it like a...
Yeah, okay.
I'm just curious because I ain't gonna lie to you.
He ain't getting what he ain't getting.
He ain't gonna be there long.
Sweet always looking into the business.
Five-year deal. Okay, well, he gonna be there. You got 5 years to figure it out?
No, he get five mil next season.
Yeah, he ain't getting as much Calipari.
No, hell no. Fuck no. I want to say what was Cal getting, like eight. Yeah,
he was getting eight. He was getting
eight.
He ain't getting eight.
Over two cup.
Nah, right. We gonna give you something. We gonna fuck with you.
Damn, that's funny, son. But anyways, man. But yeah, I guess shout out to him.
We're gonna see, man. Stepping into some big shoes.
Yeah, there are some big shoes, yo.
Good luck.
It's a big stage. And
good luck.
Yo, Kentucky, they love their Wildcats.
Yeah.
Is that Dirk?
That wasn't Dirk.
That was him. That was him.
I think, yeah.
Should look like Dirk and Whiskey, bro.
He do look like Dirk.
Come on now.
The 41 and everything.
Right, I was like, what the fuck? Is this AI? Is this AI?
When did Dirk play Katrina?
I was like, wait a minute, son. Hold up, phone.
Oh, Lord.
Let me know something.
AR got people fooled.
Oh, my goodness. We'll definitely have you fooled.
Especially with Patino.
Bro, Patino, now.
Patino and Dirk, when did that happen?
I thought my eyes was tweaking, bro.
Like, no one's ever talked about this.
I thought I was tripping, bro.
I forgot Patino was there, too. He was there then with Louisville. Man.
Anyway, forget
Kentucky. We don't care about that.
Oh, okay. Little WNBA. We should have said this earlier, sweet.
We should have. My bad,
Serena
bro.
Thinking of buying a WNBA team.
Mm. Good for her.
I like that.
She part of the ownership before Miami Heat, right? And she was part of the ownership group that bought the Miami Heat?
I believe she probably was. That sounds.
I don't know if
right.
she still is. I think she was, but I don't know if she still is.
I like to see that, bro.
Yeah.
Diversification of the front office, man.
It's funny what she said, though. I wanted to
Is it the Dolphins?
It was the Dolphins. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Dolphins, not the Heat.
Okay. Somewhere down there in South Beach. I'm interested to see what y'all think about what she said.
I didn't see what was said, but
let me go back real quick to what she said. I think women's sports is having a moment that it always should have had.
Right. Should have had.
It was her. She really put.
I was about to say, listen.
She did a lot.
But
I think that's the thing. It's like I feel like the WNBA in particular on the team, they're getting notoriety because the players that they got coming in. And she was always that.
Right. Yeah.
But it
wasn't like a team thing. It was just her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't like a team.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the sport is actually getting noticed. I mean, of course the sport did, but it was like they watching.
We watched
Venus and Serena. Right.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
We are watching you.
So yeah, no, I mean, I don't disagree with what she said right there. I feel like it's just worded weird, I guess. I mean, that might be it, but
I feel like women's sports, like to your point, like having a moment, it's not that, bro. Like women, like we know women athletes throughout every sport for years.
All of history.
And all, like I said, like her is prime example. Venus and Serena Williams, y'all were staple. There wasn't a moment in time.
But we've been watching y'all for years. Right, like, but we're athletes too, though. Like even you, like we play ball, so we watch because we're athletes.
But everybody watched, though.
But what I'm saying is not everybody grew up athletes watching all the women's. I'm saying as far as women's.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
I feel what you're saying.
We know because we're athletic. We play sports. We watch, so... We see one of us, like you said, whether it's a man or a woman, we're going to be more inclined to tune in to watch that.
Facts.
If you go with the whole, you know, you go with the rest of the population, everybody's not going to have that coming from that same mentality.
I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm saying something different in the aspect of what she brings by herself is what these women in the WNBA are bringing right now.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
To that league.
To that league. Yeah. So now we're tuning in to your point to what? See who? We want to see...
The Caitlin Clarks.
I want to see Twin Towers in Chicago. Right. Like, I want to see that. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So, I guess that's what I was saying. But I do feel what you were saying. I feel what you were saying, though. It makes sense. But anyway, but shout out to her, though.
I hope she does it. Yeah.
Make it happen. What? Yeah.
Take Venus with you, too.
Man, what?
Yeah,
all of that. Make family fair.
Definitely turn the league up. We need that.
For sure.
Need all the leagues continue to go up and all these new ownership opportunities. For people that are from sport or are the highest level of, you know, whatever it is that they do,
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I'm saying, to come in and, you know, be a part of developing the game and
ownership.
Facts,
we need more ownership.
Facts.
Yep. Speaking of other sports, did y'all watch the Masters?
I did.
You did?
That's the only thing. The only thing I had time to do
okay,
yesterday
cool. we can talk about-
was watch this young man.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler balled his ass out.
Yeah, he finished up what, 12 under?
Yes, bro.
Yeah. Wind was crazy.
It was crazy.
Wind was crazy all weekend.
There was this one clip they were showing with the, I guess it was like a sand bunker or whatever, bro. It looked like a freaking sandstorm out there. You couldn't see that. Couldn't see nothing.
Nah, bro, it's crazy to watch golf. Me and my brother was sitting down on the patio watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about like, you know, it's sports that you could be good at.
Mm-hmm.
Flashback to the argument that we had, you know what I'm saying, on who could do what and this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like 9 times out of 10, bro, you watching golf just to see how shitty you are. You'll never be that fucking good, bro.
You'll never be that good, bro.
You'll never come close. Ever.
And listen, shout out to him. He went 12 under. So I went into my bag. I was like, all right, what was like the record? So like, I know Tiger had it for a while, but I forgot that, what's the guy's name? Dustin something. He did that course Dustin. 20 under.
20 under is crazy.
20 under. Cause Tiger Woods finished. Yeah,
he finished at minus 11.
Okay. Minus 11. So imagine doing that negative 20. What?
That's crazy. Hey, bro, when they teeing off and the people lined up and it's just like, the little runway.
Bro, that's trust.
Never.
Never.
Well, I mean, but I was
going to do that.
And we was
one
talk,
slip. Hell,
we
what?
Was, we was talking
one
about.
One slip up, you get a golf ball right in the face.
We was talking about that as well,
if it's
though.
Tiger Woods, though, see your point.
I'm going to be behind him.
Look.
I don't want to be on the patio too, bro.
Like,
they crazy.
At that skill level, bro, we at the Masters. So that's like, I'm at the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah, facts.
Like, so for this Mass sport, like, if I'm lined up right here at the tee,
yeah,
within, you know, saying, you know, I guess 100 yards.
Yeah.
There's no way I should get hit by the fucking ball if you're driving that bitch, bro.
Shit.
There's no way. Listen, if you on this stage,
there's levels to the Masters. Everybody out there ain't a master at golf.
I get what you say.
I don't know. I feel like
if you get to the end of the Masters, bro, you make that 50 cut, that first cut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you get to the last day, bro, there's no way you shanking at the motherfucking
If I ever go to the Masters and this is something I want to see, I want to be
right there.
I'm trying to be there too. I want to be behind. I want to see this. I want to see you hit that. Listen, sweet. I'm on my head in the hair. I want to do this.
Me and you standing right
that's
here,
all I want to see.
He's swinging past us.
Yes,
right
I'm trying to see
and
that.
I'm gonna be,
hell yeah.
And I'm going to be over there behind him laughing at y'all when y'all get hit in the face with a golf ball.
I'm trying to see that, bro. Because it's going to be such a your point. You ain't never seen this shit before.
Oh my God. Hey, bro, just watching the line when they would drive on TV, bro. Yeah. Just watching Scotty's shit, bro. Straight as hell. I said, damn.
But
now,
and the ball just disappeared.
He was dropping like they was like, okay, if the hole is, they like,
yeah. Oh yeah, of course. You know,
I was like, okay, bro.
Yeah, no.
Anyways,
the Masters is some interesting shit to watch.
It is interesting, man. I got golf clubs in my trunk right now. I think I'm doing something with. I'm just
I got golf clubs at the house, measured and all that shit, bro. It don't matter if you got golf clubs, you got different kind of gloves, the whole fit. You could have the cute
LB
little tees,
come on now, bro.
Go out there and be trash.
Nigga, ready to break a club.
Man, you definitely gotta have patience for golf. Like yeah, that's you gotta do. Be
and it. Sweet thought. Come on, bro.
Boy, bro.
He not making that second cut, bro.
No, he probably not making the second cut.
And that's what we was talking about.
No, we was not, bro. We were not talking
about talking about qualifying.
No, we did not bring up qualifying. We said, could he be a professional golfer? Listen, there's plenty of professional golfers that didn't make the Masters.
And that's why we said he wouldn't qualify.
No, that's not what we said. That's what.
Run the clip.
Literally said, if Steph Curry practiced the fucking sport full-time and got out there and got a number, he can qualify for a PGA Tour. That shit is not fucking disrespectful.
Right. 2013, fuck, if bro? I went into the gym every day, I put
I'm
up
not talking about you, y'all.
Stop! No!
I'm not talking about you.
You ain't finna do that. Do if it. I go in the fucking gym every day in the offseason of football and I put up 1,000 shots, did all type of drills, I go to the NBA?
No!
But what the fuck you talking about?
Move it on. Staying in sports. 30 for 30. I ain't gonna lie, it's been quiet 30 for 30 for a minute.
I know they've been making some. I think they're making some. They still haven't been making them, but they haven't been as hot.
Yeah, they ain't been
they
as
haven't
hot.
Been as, I guess I they be, might still be fired, but yeah. they just haven't been, you know, promoted, I guess. But this right here, this I saw this the today, and
you.
I was like,
they got
need this.
Gotta
need that one.
Need this. Stuart Scott, 30 for 30.
Gotta have it.
Great. Sport analyst, bro, one of the greatest of our time,
for sure,
is getting his own 30 for 30, bro.
We got to have that, bro.
I'm going to be tuned in.
Sports
I can't
broadcast.
Wait.
He so much for sports broadcast, bro. So
I
much personality,
wait.
Bro. Like, so much that he did for... I just remember watching all the time, bro, seeing him come up on...
Iconic, bro.
Come on now. Icon in the sports game. I definitely want
to
see this.
Shout out to them for that. That's big.
Yeah. We need the stories, man. The good stories.
Shout out to him. He is in the... I had to Google to make sure, but he is in the Omega Chapter 2. He is a bruh. Shout out to him. A5 in the building.
Okay.
I had to double check that, though, because I thought so. I thought he was in the Omega Chapter 2.
Yes, we had to find out.
Yeah, I had to make sure, bro. You know what I'm saying? Stats out here. But nah, that's that. We need that one. Anyways, well, moving on. I wanted to say rest in peace.
In?
I did.
Oh, I was on to Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. You know, he did pass away. He was, you know, as far as his football accolades go,
the juice.
He was
2,000 yards in 14 games is crazy.
It's nuts.
2,000 yards in 14 games?
Yeah.
Is a
nutso.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't care what league or what level you play at. 2,000 yards in
14 games.
You putting in work.
Yeah. Look at my accolades. Look at this. Look at this. Like, I'm not even about to go through all this, bro. It's like a lot. But anyways, I did want to say rest in peace to him. And I also want to shout out, I'm not sure if y'all be on It Is What It Is.
or whatever.
Oh, the pot, yeah, the show.
With the Cam and Mace. I feel like they did a real good job.
Yeah, they did have OJ on there. I did see.
Yeah.
Some of the episodes was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like they want to shout them out. I feel like they just real, fool. They just real as hell, bro.
Facts.
Cam and Mace, they just so real. I just kind of like how they handled it. But I didn't want to say rest in peace to them. Also, in local Nashville news, this was a really, really, really tough story to watch. But a student athlete was killed here in Nashville. That went to TSU football player named, I want to make sure I'm saying his name right, Chazon Page. He was actually killed after a hit and run, after he pushed his girlfriend, apparently, out of the way of the speeding car. Damn. Saved her life while risking his. It was really, really hard. No, that was a Nashville native. Yeah, you know, prayers and condolences to the family. Only 20 years old, bro. He was entering his senior year, right there, right, King? Entering his senior year.
That was my dog's first kid I ever trained when I started doing my O-line training.
Damn, mm-hmm. That's tough, bro.
Mm-hmm. My dog, C. Page, man, always had a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him, you know, finding out now, him pushing his girl out of the way, that's just the type of person he...
Yeah.
That's who he was, bro. That shit, like, it still...
Shit hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Man, it still hurt, like...
It was tough, bro.
For me, even being, like, just going up to the facility today, because, you know, I trained him up there when he was at Lipscomb, bro. I was my dog, man. One of the first kids. Like, he helped me more than I ever helped him. He didn't even know. Like, I would tell him that,
mm-hmm.
you know, once he got a little older. But just working with him, like, if I never worked with him, I never would be in the position I'm at, you know, coaching now and doing what I'm doing with the training, bro. Right. So, yeah, this shit is still,
up, bro. Yeah.
It's my dog, man. C. Page, bro. Shout out to the homie, man. Yeah.
Prayers go out to the family.
6'2" for life, bro. Shout out to the Page family, all of them. Went and saw them today, man. You know, prayers up, sending love their way.
Yeah, all his teammates.
Man, it's just, it's mm-hmm. fucking hit and run, man. It just it don't feel right. It don't seem like it's real. Right, but.
I can't imagine, bro. He's young, he's fucking, bro.
Now that he's about to turn 21. Yeah, 20 years old. Didn't even turn 21 yet, bro. And about to graduate. We got 7 o'clock, about to graduate.
Right.
I mean, about to get his degree.
Life short, bro. And about to make better decisions out here, man.
That's my dog, C. Page, bro. Yeah, first kid I ever trained, man.
Yeah.
Hate it, bro.
Prayers up to him. Like, for real, man.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, too, just in general, man. but, hey, you know, it's starting to feel good outside. This has been a beautiful week so far. You know, a lot of people are outside, bro. A lot of folk are outside. A lot of people are kicking it. Let's just make sure we be safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Be vigilant. You know what I'm saying? Have a good time, bro. But let's just make sure we all get back home. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we get back home. Like, don't be doing those silly stuff out there, like drinking and driving, all that bullshit, bro. Because, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen. So let's just make sure we just stay vigilant, man. But prayers up to him. Prayers up to him. On a lighter note, though, I know that we haven't talked about movies and TVs in a while, bro. We really had no good shows in a minute. There's this new show on Netflix. It's been trending. Two people told me to watch this. And the people that told me to watch it, they know I don't like jail shows. I'm not like a big jail show person, like reality jail. Like, I'll do like Orange and New, like that shit. But like reality shows, bro, I don't really like.
You said real joints. Jail.
Yeah, for real. Like, real talk, real prison joints. I can't do them. I just can't do them. But two people were like, yo, you need to watch this joke because it's slick, hilarious, kind of funny. People would say it was funny at first. I said, all right, bro. Like, whatever. Like, too many people kept on telling me. I said, I'll go ahead and check it out. And, bruh, ain't shit funny about this to me. At all.
Did that say no locks, no officers?
So basically what this show is about is it's a jail that's in Arkansas. There's a county in Arkansas. And the sheriff is conducting an experiment on one particular unit that's normally 23-1. So, you know, and they was like, all right, the experiment base is going to be like this. We're going to open these doors and let y'all do y'all thing. And we're going to give y'all, like, you know, privileges and certain things if y'all can, like, behave. Like,
and we're going to record the whole thing.
Well, they now record. Well, yes, they definitely record because it's a fucking show. Absolutely, yes. But the idea is they're trying to. I guess the idea is they're trying to rid even these convicted. Like, I mean, you got like capital murderers up in this joint. Like,
and they just letting the camera people loose. They turn them loose with the camera people in there like that.
They up in there. Yeah, they up in there. And it's real. Like, these are
you saying
real.
The 23 and run people? Them, that's the nigga. Yes. They locked up 23 hours for a reason.
23 hours. But hey, listen, so. They basically had them, so this was unlocked for...
That's crazy as fuck.
I want to say like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Or like a while. Like, I want to say it was a while. But it was crazy. It slid to work
23
23 is one is crazy.
Wow.
And they just let them just open doors.
In a box. They open them joints up, though. They open them up and they let them basically like, hey, it was almost like.
If I'm the cameraman, I ain't going.
They probably got a officer like connected to your hip.
Hey, so it was 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
It was 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
I don't know. But I don't know if I would. I mean, I wouldn't do this shit as a cameraman. Ain't no way.
Right. But you start with the 23-1 people. That's where you start.
Yeah, you start there. 23-1.
Yeah.
But I mean, it kind of made sense because like they did not want to go back to 23-1. A lot of them didn't. So like a lot of like the old heads was like, yo, like listen,
they
bro,
I've been here
for X amount of years, bro. This 23-1 shit.
Trying to do
this
right.
Shit for the birth. So like, they really like mentoring, trying to get people like right. Like they were trying to get people right up under. Like people that knew, like, listen, I mean, I ain't going nowhere. Like I'm in here for, you know, another 20, another 10, another 15. So they was like, yo,
you ain't in 23-1 for no reason.
Facts.
Goody.
Facts. Big fact.
Gracious.
But anyways, it was just funny. Like a few people was like, yo, this is kind of, I said, bro, this shit is not funny to me at all. Yeah, first off.
That's one I can say I won't be watching that.
I watched like the first three or four and I was like, yeah, nah. Cause it was just, I feel like for me too, like I know people, like I got family currently. In some of the situations, like you see over here, like when it comes to like, you know, putting money on the books or the commissary, all of that stuff. Right. Like when like you see it on the video, it's just like, you know, it's just like, yeah, come on, bro. Like I can't deal with it. But a lot of people, like listen, it was number two on freaking Netflix.
Wow. Folks be watching.
So folks be watching stuff
the
like
folks
that.
Folks like the dark and twisted, bro. Yeah, because I was actually looking on, I think it was like Max or something like that. And, and in the top 10 was like My 600-Pound Life.
For real, that's your
I
back?
Swear. I'm like, bro, damn, this is what y'all like to see.
did you watch Hoarders?
I've seen clips, but I can't watch that type stuff.
I be watching Hoarders though.
Can't watch.
I've seen a few. Hoarders is crazy.
I watch Hoarders.
No,
Hoarders is crazy.
I watch Hoarders.
I can't watch that.
600-Pound Life. I can watch some of them too.
I can
watch some of those.
That's your fellow big backs, bro.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right, now hold on, time out. Because
a different level of big back.
This should be horrible, bro.
That is
bad.
That is multiple backs at that point.
Man,
multiple backs at that point. Back. And that's, yeah. Anyways.
That's crazy.
Because, yeah, let's get to the segment, man, because y'all, no. Anyways, so we want to talk about Netflix. And I want to talk about some food, man. I got
to
get right.
It's
time to eat, man. That's crazy. Here's sweet. Since you brought that up, you get this
dry ass biscuit.
You get the Popeye's biscuit. No,
no honey.
It's cold.
I almost did help, bruh.
Exactly. That's what you get.
It's cold and it's dry.
That shit is dangerous.
Anyways,
and you don't get no water.
And shout out to my auntie. She made me my very own peach cobbler. That thing look beautiful,
ooh,
don't it?
Ooh.
Yeah. And I brought none for y'all.
Okay.
She made it specifically for me.
My homemade peach cobbler.
Not going to share. Not going big back. Do not share.
That's the rules of the game.
It'd be like that. All right. Now, before we get in here.
It is what it is.
Before we get into this, I got a quick question.
Okay.
For everybody out there, and y'all too, what's a food that's been discontinued that they need to bring back?
That's crazy.
That's a good question.
It is.
I got two.
Damn, I don't got a fork, but you know.
Damn.
Country ass. Come on, man. Use your fingers. Come on.
You got it. I got two. And I'm not sure if they're all gone or not. But you remember the Jackson's Jumbo lemon cookies that came in the green and white pack?
Lemon cookies?
Jackson's. Damn.
In the tin?
You remember those?
It came in like a little tin?
No, it came like a little bag. It looked just like that.
Oh, nah.
You ain't never had those?
I don't think so.
You used to get them joints from the Super Low, bro, right off American Way.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Them hoes right there, they need to bring those back.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I know right now, my folk from Memphis, they look at these like, oh, yeah. They were soft. They were soft lemon cookies,
yo. I got a bib. Don't worry, man. We good, baby.
They were some soft lemon cookies, bro. My grandma used to have them hoes all the time. I went to her house specifically. We knew that those were going to be in the cookie jar. And she kept it in the jar, too. Which made it even soft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's in the, they was soft.
Well, for me, the only one I can think of, I don't know if they.
Yes, ma.
I know they stopped, but they, did they start back making Dunkaroos again?
Dunkaroos. Ooh. I think you can still find Dunkaroos.
Can you
Dollar
still find
General. Them? Dollar yeah. General. Dollar
okay.
General.
Okay.
Damn. We got? This first one here, we got from Sweet.
Yeah, they were just like an intro to see oh, yes. What's going on.
Oh, my goodness. He said, oh, yes. I said, wait a minute.
Man.
They got onion rings. Is that cheese sticks in the middle?
Oh, I would assume cheese sticks.
In the middle of a burger.
A big burger. Curly fries.
Curly fries.
And knives all through that burger.
And knives. Mm, and then they drizzled it with nacho cheese, it looked like.
Yeah, I would assume that's that is nacho
cheese. That looked like a fucking Mondo burger, boy.
Mondo burger.
Do it not. That bitch big as hell. There's no way I eat that.
Mondo burger.
There's no way I eat that.
You're not eating that.
You have to like order that and then split it in portions. But knowing you, you'll just get that shit for yourself.
I don't need no help.
There's no you. How long?
That's pretty much how much I used to eat when I was sitting down to eat.
Was there a big burger like that at Cookie Canoe?
Cookie. Oh, I ain't never went. I know.
You never been to Cookie Canoe?
I know about it. I ain't never went.
I once at Cookie Canoe had like a big ass burger like that, yeah, bro.
But this one, that's prime backing right there.
That's prime backing.
We love it.
That's prime backing. It, look, the score might not be as high for me because I like to keep my actual back small. But my appetite, I definitely fuck this shit up. I go 8 out of 10, bro. I go 8 out of 10.
You guys, King, where you at?
I'm going to go 9.
Okay.
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 Right.
Yeah, and I ain't sharing nothing. Get your own.
Y'all about to say, because it do look good. It do look good, bro. I like a good burger. Some nice fries. But,
I mean, honestly, that's about how much I used to actually eat when I was sitting down eating, like in the
that's
meal.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's about the amount of food I used to eat every time I eat.
Yeah,
that's why I think about. I ain't gonna lie to you.
My stomach hurt.
That's why I think about. I can't imagine eating it, bro.
My stomach hurt.
I can't imagine that. Like me mentally just seeing myself do that.
Yeah,
it'd be a nightmare, bro. All
right, what we got? What we got next, man? Wait, go ahead.
Before we move on, do you guys see this wild ass dessert right here next to it?
Wait, what? Oh shit! I didn't even see
what
that
in the world.
That bitch got layers.
Is that dessert tower?
Yeah, did he say dessert tower?
It is just sitting in the cut, right?
That's
just
a,
right
that's
there.
As a
side dish.
Oh, facts. Oh no. One of the world's wonders, right there. What's in that dessert?
Yeah, Lee.
Come on now.
I ain't see that.
That bitch do look. It do look.
And fine. It got everything that you can think of: the sprinkles, the Oreos,
the drizzles,
the drizzles.
Look like some candy pretzels right there.
Mm, sweet and salty.
All right.
Let's see.
What we got next? What we got next?
The presentation was amazing with that one.
That was nice.
Go ahead and say what you said earlier. That shit was hilarious.
You know, black people.
What we got?
Rotel tacos, bro.
Rotel tacos. Oh, yeah. Niggas.
Facts. Yeah.
Facts, bro.
Facts.
Niggas, that's some niggas shit.
I would take one.
But
we all
gonna take a plate for
taking one.
Give me a dozen of them. Give me a dozen of them.
But it's some nigga shit.
That's some nigga shit. But I need a dozen.
Hey, cuz this some nigga shit. But appreciate it.
I would try. Yes, sir. What? That's happening.
Nah, yeah, fact. Rotel tacos.
Shit, man. Next time, wife and do Rotel. Hey. Yes, that's happening. I'm doing it.
Rotel tacos, bro. I fuck with that, bro. I'll go eight out of ten again. I'll go 8 out of 10, bro.
I'll go with you on this one. I'll go 8, too.
Listen.
Yeah, that look decent right there. So if you could whip the good Rotel.
Right. Rotel got to be good, though.
Fact.
And
it can't be bad Rotel.
You need the water bag, auntie. If y'all don't know what that is, the auntie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. That water bag back there. That good Rotel. Quit playing. Quit playing. What's next?
Okay. Let's see.
Garlic Parmesan. Chicken donut. Chicken.
So we had shrimp donuts.
Donut.
Now we got chicken donuts. Okay. I need 2 dozen of them. I don't even need to see it. I want it.
He like donuts, y'all.
Love donuts.
He like Cholula donuts, hot y'all. Sauce. What kind of hot sauce he got?
He done? Smacked that chicken. Y'all saw that?
He did.
He smacked that chicken.
You gotta smack your meat sometimes. Chicken donuts.
Oh, shit.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
The cereal crunch, yes sir.
Was that Frosted Flakes on the crust?
Yes sir.
Oh, why did he say that?
Hey, First we had shrimp donuts. Now we got chicken donuts.
Them hoes look fine.
The chicken donuts do look good though.
12 out of 10.
I go 10.
12 out of 10.
The shrimp is my favorite. That's definitely 12 out of 10 on the shrimp.
But all the toppings too. Every single dip he uses.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He whip.
We love it.
He whip. Yeah. Bakery. At the finest. We like that.
There you go. That's all he did.
There you go.
Smack that chicken.
Hey, man.
He said every once in a while, though.
All right.
What else we got next?
This is the last one?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
That's what happened with Big Back.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf cupcakes.
Mashed potato ice cream.
All right.
I mean, it's very bougie, bro.
We might have reached our Big Back limit here. Meatloaf cupcakes.
Now he turned it down. He said, "Hold on, the phone."
You always say there's a limit to Big Back here, right? I think we found. I think we found it.
You know, how tight?
Meatloaf cupcakes.
Yeah, go try one of these. King, you go to a lot of fancy. Listen, you.
I didn't say I wasn't going to try one.
All a whole bunch of fancy lunches now. If you had a fancy lunch in it, this is one on the order of list. Saying,
King would be like,
let me get that.
I'm not saying I'm not going to eat one.
Fancy.
I'm not saying I'm not going to try it.
He said, I'll take three, please.
It's a limit.
We reached our max.
If they come around with hors d'oeuvres and all, I said, I'll take this plate.
All right. Well, yeah.
Let me just
lead the whole.
At least I would leave that, cuz.
That's why I tell them lead the whole plate.
Yeah.
I'll try it, but I feel like that meatloaf cupcake is that.
I feel what King's saying. He's saying, look, bro.
Y'all go.
I love a good big backing.
Yeah.
But now we trying to get multiple backs.
That's crazy. Yeah.
We multiple backing now.
Okay. So that's new.
Meatloaf cupcake.
New category. There's multiple backing right here.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, we gotta come up with a new graphic for you. Multiple backing.
Right. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like our next little bank, what I have, whatever.
We gonna try it.
I'm going to see if I can find somebody to make these motherfuckers here. They're gonna be a hit.
I'm sure
they're going to be.
But see, I think my problem, my issue is I'm a big cupcake.
You gonna have 40 of them.
I love cupcakes. Like actual cupcakes.
You like cupcakes?
Meatloaf cupcake.
Bro.
That's chopping. Okay. What's your
go-to cupcake in Nashville then?
I mean, I'm a big homemade. Like, you know.
Okay, so you like yours. Okay.
Kroger's has good cupcakes.
They bakery section is
Publix,
really undefeated to me.
Publix
bakery.
Okay.
Publix has good cupcakes.
They got good bakery. Okay.
But I'm going to get like, if you a home,
yeah,
you know, you some homemade cupcakes over here missing your mouth. Yeah, meatloaf cup. That's
that's funny. So.
We've reached the end of Big Backing. We've reached the end of Big Backing. That's
we multiple backing so right
out,
now, baby.
Out of the four, bro.
You got nine. The chicken donuts for sure.
It's probably chicken donuts,
hands down.
What was number two?
The Rotel tacos.
Definitely donut.
Yeah, chicken donut.
Definitely donut.
What's next? We got shrimp donuts. We got chicken donuts. Let's keep Big Backing with the donuts.
All right, now you're going to see. Keep Big Backing. There's going to be a damn meatloaf donut in this bitch. And you're going to be sad.
That's what's next.
Fucking multiple meatloaf,
backing. Meatloaf donut is next.
Multiple backing.
They already got a cupcake.
Bitch.
Hey.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to all the Big Backs. Shout out to my great AT for making
that nigga
this.
Look paid on. He done folded up.
This wonderful.
Meatloaf donuts.
Oh, my God. Boom. Not meatloaf donuts.
Found them.
Damn, your back big as hell.
Multiple backing.
I mean, do what you like, but damn.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, but damn. As I'm eating this peach cobbler with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Yankee. She did that.
Send more this way, Yankee.
We need some more. Both feet. Right in the cobbler.
We need some more.
All right. Now before we Sweet went to bathroom break. We get into this last segment here. The Academy Hour. Over here, Raw Room Academy, man. You know we reviewing the tapes.
Coach
and if you want us to review your tape,
coach them up.
Send it to the email.
Coach them up. Be coachable.
Raw Room Academy at gmail.com. Emails only. That's all the entries we are accepting. The only entry. We will accept. will be sent to the email.
Be coachable.
Be coachable.
Details.
All right, y'all gonna make me throw my bib, man. Shit. All right, now let's get to these submissions, man. We got plenty of tapes to watch. Y'all keep, because our show keep hearing it.
I know it's today.
I was like, damn, nigga, what you squeaking this shit?
I'm trying to.
It's so many kids want us to watch, man. We appreciate everybody tapping in, sending your tapes in. First one on the list this week, we got DJ Dallas, 6 foot, 182, high school quarterback athlete turned running back for the Cardinals, class of 2017, coming out of Glenn Academy in Brunswick, Georgia.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Let's see what we got.
What's beta tape?
Nah, don't.
It's like my highlight. It's like my game film from high school.
All right, here we go.
Okay, it's loaded. Internet was tripping. Hey, okay, yeah, get loose.
Oh.
Yeah, nice
make
little
a miss.
Nice little ball fake. Speed.
Crib.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Pump.
Yeah.
Shot. In stride.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Love it.
Nice.
Roll out.
Okay.
Square up.
Ooh, okay.
Get busy.
Gone.
Get
find,
busy.
Find okay. The seam. Yes. Gone.
Get busy.
Okay.
Okay.
Good
I'm
speed. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Look. Okay.
Get up out of there.
Took the hit.
Made the play.
Pass.
Made the play.
Okay.
Stayed in there.
Are we blocking? Are we catching?
Hing.
Are we catching? Oh.
Oh, okay. Went up over top. We okay. Like that. Okay. Good catch.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Good catch.
Football player. Not just quarterback. We got a football player.
Yeah.
Not too bad right here. Nice little tape. Ying. Okay. Boom.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay,
DJ,
like yeah.
DJ got a nice little tape.
I like this one.
Yeah.
He said turn running back for the Cardinals. Okay.
Okay. I like that one.
Okay, nice little tape right there. Okay, next up, we got Montaigne. I think that's right. Montaigne Bonner. Defensive end, 6'2", 225, class of 24.
Joe Montaigne.
Oxford yeah. High School. Shout out to the SIP.
Down the street.
Shout
from
out
home,
to the SIP, yeah. Baby. Oh, we definitely beat Oxford when I was in school. But anyway.
7A. 7A school, too. That's, yep, that's yep, a big-ass yep. School, right?
Right.
7A, shit.
Let's see.
6'2", 225.
Off the edge?
I'm off the edge, look like him. Golly, he got there.
Wait.
And that was quick.
Damn.
It was quick. He got there fast. Now, yeah. I don't know. It was... Shout out to Cannon.
Boom. Love
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Play the block. Make the tackle.
Stack and share.
I see you. Okay.
There you go.
That's a good play right there.
There you go.
Good play.
There you go.
Okay.
Defeating the block. Making the tackle.
Long rush. Motor. Okay. Hey. Ooh. Okay.
There we go. TFL.
Look, well, you gotta, if you go under that bitch, you gotta make the play.
Better make it.
That wasn't your gap, but you did what you needed to do. Okay. We
if
see.
If you're gonna do it, you better make a play.
On me, because these show gonna get cussed out.
Because you sold everybody else out.
Oh, God. Because if you cut everybody out of this play, it's gonna be 15, 20 yards, and coach is cussing you the fuck out.
How hard is it, King, to shed a block like that, man?
It's harder than people think.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
I mean, cause like I know, like, folks be like making it like, oh, he really just moved the other way. But, like, I feel like, because, like, you, like, the line, like, you got you.
Put it like this, sweet.
What yeah. You got?
You're on a basketball court.
All right.
You're driving down the lane. You're driving down the court. This nigga just in your way the whole time with his hands on you.
The whole time.
Not letting you go.
Fact.
His hands on your chest. You're trying to get down the court with the ball. He got his hands on your chest. Wherever you go, he's trying to. And you got to get away from them.
Mm. I mean, that pretty much, that's that pretty much
that's
what
tough.
It's like.
It's tough. So when you break away, it's some skill.
You better get your hands up off of us.
No, yeah. And it's not always automatic if you, mm-hmm. You know, shed your blocker that you're going to make the tackle. Shit, because boom, you shed your blocker.
Yeah.
You still got to get your eyes ready to make the damn tackle shit. You fuck around, shed the blocker, get shook.
Yep.
Doop, doop. Oh shit! Now I didn't got shit.
Now it looks silly. Yes. I got you.
All right,
okay,
next
who
up,
we got? Who we got?
We got Chris Griggs.
Right.
Chris Griggs.
Rochester, 160, New York.
2016. Aquinas Institute in Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
Junior highlights. First team all conference.
Okay.
Sitting in the junior highlights. What about senior highlights? We'll get to the tape. We'll get to the tape. Okay, a little slight quick route. Pass. Slide.
Ooh, shit.
He better be slide.
More fast. He took off.
Hold on.
He took off.
He got there.
He did take off.
He took off. He got there, boy. I shot like a cannon. And they all know, too. Look at him. He 20 years, 20, 10 that, yards that, back.
They're probably just a little scheme.
Quick screen.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Oh, yeah. He getting up out of there.
He got spot. I mean, he better have speed at 160. Shit.
Can't hit right. What you can't catch.
Oh, God. Can't hit what you can't catch. You better slide.
Mm.
Up top. Oh, no. At the bottom. Okay. Hey.
Mom.
Blur.
He's an airboy fast.
He can run.
He can run.
Man to man.
He can run.
Bum.
Gone.
Oh, that's his play right
we'll
there.
We'll holler
at you. That's his play right
we'll
there.
We'll holler
at you. That little quick slant from the slot.
Quick slant, he gone.
Oh, he didn't get there.
Got caught. Can't get caught.
Oh, man. Y'all critical.
You a speed guy? You can't get there?
Oh, King, come on. Y'all critical.
You don't want to see
160,
that.
He got
a speed guy getting caught on his highlight tape?
He that's only 160. Really. Speed, got. That's all he got.
Sometimes you might. Sometimes, bro, might get an angle, but
they came from behind. Pause.
There we go.
Deshaun Warner.
Let's see it.
God next up, edge rusher. We got a 6'4", 220, class of 24, four-star recruit, ranked number 67 in the country.
Signed to Kansas.
Signed with the Jayhawks. Okay.
Let's see what they're getting.
Okay.
Okay. The Jayhawks got their QB that's supposed to be good too, right? It's still there, right?
Mm. Boom. Okay.
Bam.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Hands. Boom.
Oh.
We got a winner.
Okay. Hey now.
We got a winner.
Hey now.
We got a winner.
Hey now. Hey,
we
all right
got
now.
A winner.
Okay. And that just did it. Yep. That,
okay.
That second play, that did it.
Oh, my
that did
goodness.
It.
Yep. That did it. That did it.
Oh, two of them.
That's two? Not
two
a...
of them.
Oh.
And
oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We got
yeah.
one.
We got a we winner.
Good. He won. It's all. It's over.
We got one.
We got a winner, coach. He playing offense, too? Catch a touch. Hey!
Yep.
No.
Hey.
Did he just catch the
We got a winner.
TD?
Yeah, he just caught a touch. Another
yeah,
one.
Getting him.
And
oh,
go
yeah.
score.
We got a winner.
Hey, son, your offer is available right now.
Oh, God.
We yeah. are offering you on the spot.
Yeah, look, whatever go. You need down here at the academy, we'll get you a car on campus, a meal plan, a chef. Oh, yeah.
We'll get your mom a house.
A masseuse.
We're going to be seeing him next year.
Yeah, we'll see you
we're
at the academy,
next
son.
Year.
Don't
NIL,
worry.
Don't worry about it. NIL going to cover everything.
What you said.
We got some boosters, okay?
So Kansas,
don't worry.
Kansas got one.
Kansas got one.
Nah, Deshaun, we got a winner this yeah. week, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Clap
hey,
it up.
Hey.
We got a winner. That was beautiful.
This was a tough week. And it wasn't tough until we saw what we saw.
Right.
But we had a really good QB.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, offensive line or linebacker. Was it linebacker or DL?
No, it was a D. It was DL.
Yeah.
DL?
Yeah.
Receiver,
DN,
and like the
and
receiver was fast, bro. He was fast.
We got some good athletes on
we got
here,
some
but,
good ones
but
today,
Deshaun out of yeah, Arizona,
it wasn't close.
Is that what they said? He out of Arizona?
Yeah. Desert Edge High School, Goodyear, Arizona.
Goodyear, Arizona?
Yeah. Goodyear, Arizona.
It wasn't close.
Hey, my boy. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Welcome to the Raw.
That's a beautiful.
Welcome to school. Welcome
facts.
Hey, look, hey, look, hey, here you go, sir.
Give him his hat.
Fact.
Give him a hat.
We got our pass rusher.
Hell yeah. Deshaun Warren.
Got to affect the quarterback.
Mm, okay. All right.
DJ Dallas. Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. All right. Now, we didn't see. We...
Why, though?
Hey, we didn't see some crazy... Some crazy roster photos. We know DB had a wild one for a little minute. He got updated. This is one of them pictures that you got to go get updated, my dog.
Hey, that's one of them ones you in the locker room before the game going through the program.
You said, oh, hell no.
Hey,
that nigga.
Look at this. Hey, stay away from this.
Hey, that nigga crazy. Watch out for cuz, bro.
That's Damn. Wild.
Why was he doing it?
We need an explanation.
Only he knows.
He look, and look, in this one picture, he looked like a good, you know what I'm saying? Fine young man right there. That's and then wild, in other, this other picture,
he looked like he belonged to 23-1.
Oh, he looked like upstanding citizen in this picture.
He looked like he belonged on Unlocked.
Unlocked. That's wild, bro.
Hey, yo.
Golly, that's funny, man. Update the man picture, somebody.
No, what a picture, bro.
Someone update man it, man.
Then you know what? He probably was like, hell yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, use that picture.
He was probably in shock. He was like, yeah, that's cool. But back of his head, he's like, I should have said something.
Nah, he knew what he was doing. Look at his fucking face.
He knew what he was doing. They're gonna update your down there, bro. He did do it twice.
That can't be the updated.
That's the updated.
That's the before. His dreads is longer.
That long, yeah.
Ah, damn.
He said, ah, damn.
I was trying to shoot him.
Nah, yeah, that looked like that's recent.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Deshaun, though. Great tape, youngin'.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep grinding. Do your thing when you get to Kansas. Your roster spot, the Raw Room, is always here waiting for you.
On me. I'm not, you know, for the transfer portal. That's just not the era I come from. But we will gladly hop in that portal and pull you up out of there, my boy.
For sure.
Get y'all. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Nice little academy segment for the week. And let's see what we
keep sending them. Keep email.
Yeah, email.
Email.
I'll say it again and I'll say it again.
Email. Be coach.
Raw Room Academy at email. At Gmail. Damn. I said at email. Raw Room Academy at gmail.com. Come on.
There we go. There you go, JC. You got it, baby.
Hell yeah.
You got it, man.
All right. Let's see what Man got.
Man.
What you want to know, man?
We gotta call this segment. I just gotta ask.
I just gotta ask. Let's see. He said, What's the one clip of yourself that you will never forget having to watch in the film room?
So this could be like a good or a bad thing. Like one time when a coach called you out or like something good.
Yeah. Shit. That I'll never forget watching. Fool. That's tough.
Did they pull up the clip of you getting put in the washing machine?
In the blender?
In the spin cycle?
Spin cycle, the blender?
No. Oh, it's funny that you asked that. You know, we actually do have that.
Oh, shit.
My nigga.
We got the spin move. It's funny that you asked.
I fuck with faith.
I'm not surprised. You see? Let's it's go. NFL. Yeah, it's always out there.
Mine.
It's somewhere.
Yep. Third down.
Yeet. Ooh. Sack.
Fumble.
Yeah. Jeez. Look, King was on the ground.
You see what I did, though. I tried to block him. I tried to block him by him.
King tried to hit him again. Hey, yo. No, let it back
him. I tried to block him.
He missed the block the first time and said, let me try again.
You got to get him again.
He missed two times. Oh, my goodness gracious, King. He didn't even finish the tackle. He just stopped.
Bro, King turned around like, hey,
Gotta get him.
Hey, yo. He had to get his
feet.
He turned around, had to get his feet together.
Try to get him again. Hey.
God damn.
Hey, man, spin move.
All right.
Unstoppable. Spin move. Good Lord.
Damn. That shit was fast, too, bro. That was fast.
The worst part about it is Peyton Manning, they went, you get a turnover, take a shot.
Yeah. Touchdown.
70-yard touchdown the next play.
Jesus Christ.
Look, man. The play action.
What's your O-line coach say to you?
Yeah, Ali.
Nothing.
What he can say. King said, oh, he said, what he can say about it. What he can say about it.
Yeah, Ali. Nothing at all, bro.
Outside of that one play, I actually had a good game.
The one play
Dwight Freeney played.
The one play that he came out there for.
Oh, damn. That's hilarious.
That's crazy, right, bro.
You know what?
All right, there you go.
But don't get it twisted. It's preseason, so it didn't count versus actual sack record during regular season. It's preseason game.
I feel like
his highlight tape,
my clip, bro, we didn't talk about it a few times on here, bro.
Yep. I'm not one of them.
I said, I am not one of them. I am not a stack.
I'm not one of them.
Oh man.
My play, bro. Damn. I like watching, you know what I'm saying, my good plays. But I guess like on the keep it on the same tip. That play from Tennessee, bro, when Supernov like flipped me, bro.
Oh yeah.
On the kickoff, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like you just yeah.
That shit is just like, man, what the fuck was I doing, bro? There's no way I should have been matched up with this motherfucker.
Did they put so like in like the film room?
Nigga.
What was they doing?
Sweet. What they do? Luckily, because we won the game and it was one of those close games. Luckily, that specific play. Why, you know, sometimes the bad plays, it's too many plays to get to, good and bad. So some of them don't get talked about in the meetings, and that one didn't really get talked about. Oh, it got passed over as far as the coaches, but of course my niggas.
Oh yeah, they let you have
meetings.
It.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Is that you?
And then don't let one of your niggas be green as fuck. This it'll definitely be sweet. Hey coach, can you run that back? I ain't see this. Can you run that back? This motherfucker, bro. Come on, bro. Hey, meeting's gonna be over with.
I got a question. Hey,
especially them special teams meetings.
Oh my god. And then don't let it be like, because everybody being there for special teams, don't let it be like an offensive player that don't even play special teams. Talk about, hey, coach, run that back. I ain't see.
Oh, my God.
Snitching.
That's funny, son.
Facts. Yeah, nah. Anyway. Supernaut fucking me up, bro.
Yeah, for me, I'll probably say my first start, my whole, like, the whole game, my first start in the league. Like, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
That kind of whole experience. It was against the Falcons, 2010. John Abraham had like, it was like week like 5 or 6. He had like 9.5 sacks in like the first like 5-6 games.
Right.
Nervous as hell. Yeah, it's Cobb. Yeah, bro. First start.
Hold on.
I'll never forget it. Boom. Get out the way. Touchdown.
Hey.
10, get in there.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay then.
What's up, bro?
First start. That kind of sold the first, you know, first ever start in NFL. I guess a you know, against a, you know, a probably future Hall of Famer and John Abraham. That was a, it was nervous as hell.
Mm. How are you doing?
Right, but okay. Yeah, that kind of like, I'll never forget that first start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a clip, sweet? Because you got clips now.
Man, I feel like one thing that I always go back to that I just like, I'm glad that it was like on camera was when I came, so I was, it was in college. I was running track. It was indoor track meet. We was in Indiana. And I was off 2 weeks for something. I didn't go to like the last 2 weeks. This is my first meet back. So I didn't do anything individual, but I did the 4x4. And I got, it's on my Facebook, Faye. I'll send it to you. But it was my first jump back. So I recorded that jump. I was second leg on that joint. I was second leg.
Yeah.
And man, they gave him off that baton. It's when you saw that gap open up. He just looked good.
Opened up the lead, huh?
He opened up, bro. They was like, oh, yeah, it's over with. It was indoor.
So he went around twice.
He had to go around twice. And they said, oh, bro, like, I just opened it up. I watch it all the time.
Did y'all have the indoor with the raised?
The bank track? Yeah, it was bank. Like I said, bro,
I would hate that shit, bro. Having to run track bank.
Yeah, man. It ain't. So they had a bank. Arkansas had a bank.
Yeah.
Kentucky had a 300-yard indoor track.
Yeah, 300.
It was 300 yards. So it wasn't banked. It was just 300 yards. It was like one of the few 300 yards. Well, I think it's the only 300 yard one actually in the SEC. But anyways, that's one for me.
Okay.
I still remember because like heck, you know, they ain't record everything, you know, but like, you know, for our track meets, but they did record that one. You just saw that gap. The boy got out. That man, they ain't ran in 2 weeks.
Fresh legs.
He was ready to go.
Got out there, shout out that cannon.
Out of there.
Fresh legs. Anyway. Okay. Let's see.
Let's see what we got.
It says NFL needs a Connect jersey, like
a Connect MLB jersey,
City Edition jerseys. Mm. Or like, City Edition jersey. Like, that would be cool, but
I just want to see more of the throwbacks.
That would be cool, but we're not gonna see. Man, you know how the NFL is, bro.
Yeah. The Jets got a new uniform, didn't it?
I was thinking about that too. The Jets did get a new uniform and a new logo. But
I mean, if it ain't drastic, you can tell.
But I say this, man.
You can tell because like the old Jets logo, tell it was like the Jets thing. It was like in like little oval, right?
In a circle, yeah. Now it's Jets with like a damn arrow on top, bro. It's a simple ass logo.
Yeah.
The jerseys.
I didn't see it.
The jerseys.
There it is, right there. That's the new joint.
Yeah,
the one on the far right. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
The logo straight. The jerseys is these are jerseys right here, Faye. That one next to the one that's clicked.
The helmet's fine to me though.
To the left. Yeah, right there.
The helmet's fine to me.
The little variance. I'm like, hey,
that ain't bad.
It ain't bad.
They're gonna keep the all black.
Yeah, they're gonna keep the all black.
I feel like to your point though, JC, like when it comes to NFL, they're not really trying to change too much.
Hell nah.
They stick to what they do and what they know.
Mm-hmm. Like it's just certain helmets, like, listen, this is our helmet. this is not gonna be our logo.
But it's interesting to me to see like the Jets, you know what I'm saying? They haven't changed their logo in a little bit. Well, I guess they probably changed their logo and their jerseys a few times in the past, like
the Jets
10-15 years.
Haven't they?
Well, the jerseys twice. They definitely changed the jerseys.
I feel like there ain't too many teams that just gonna wear. Like, I feel like the Raiders, they always wear the same shit. I don't think they've ever changed, right? Have they ever changed?
It's been the same for a while.
The 49ers, they said never changed.
The Jets revealed their, team second rebrand in 5 years. That's crazy as hell.
Damn. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Unheard of.
Try it again. But yeah, most teams, like you said, at the most they'll do a throwback jersey. They'll do throwback jerseys. But as far as like rebranding or changing their whole image.
It's not happening too much.
It's not happening too much. It's too much money tied up in that.
And what does shit look like? I mean, I feel like they'll do so. So I feel like the Rams like changed the color. Or the yellow.
They've been
back and forth between the same colors. Like, all right, y'all gonna be this yellow or y'all gonna be that little gold. Rusty gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, you know, they got A-Rod and whatnot. They're putting together a team trying to.
For real?
Yeah.
The Jets. They got
A-Rod. Oh, my bad. The Jets are trying. I thought you said somebody else was trying to put together another team. Somebody trying to put together another squad.
Boy, they not letting no money. They ain't no new money.
Ain't no new money, nigga.
Ain't no new members in this clubhouse, bro.
This is what we got.
Ain't no new members. That's in this
what
we rock.
Ain't no memberships open, cuz.
Yeah, ain't no expansion.
Seats taken.
Seats taken.
Okay,
all that, bro.
That's real bad. Anyway, we'll snap. Look at this.
It must be a sign.
Yeah,
he said
it must be a sign.
Get on about it. About that time, man.
Time to wrap this thing up.
You got anything else though, JC?
Nah, man.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit. Shout out to us, man. Another week in this thing, bro.
We back up here, yo.
You know what I'm saying? We got Preston in the building. Shout out to the real Preston.
Came through, man. For sure, our guy.
We appreciate all the roomies.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to all the new Carolina Panthers fans out there. Y'all show love in the comments, man.
Welcome.
And if y'all see DB out there riding around on his scooter around
the
city,
please get some footage.
Take a video and say,
We need it.
You know what I'm saying? We got to have it. Facts. But yeah, appreciate all the roomies tapping in, new or old. If you weren't here earlier, to subscribe and hear the like and comment, this is your time. Like, share, subscribe, comment, do all that. Check out the merch, man. Go follow the socials. If y'all got some tapes, send them to the email.
RawRoomAcademy@gmail.com. Yeah.
And, you know, if you got questions, send them to RawRoomies@gmail.com. Questions for us, for the guys.
We got to get back to that, man. Y'all been kind of sleeping on those.
Y'all been slacking on the questions. Come on now. Sure. Tap in with us. But yeah, we appreciate y'all, man. We'll be back next week. Another great episode.
Keep getting them backs big.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Big back responsibly.
Get them backs big.
All right, now we out of here.
What is going on?
Easy.
Peace. Boop, 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 boop. Pew, 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 pew. Insert sound effect.
This nigga beatboxing.
If you have something to say and need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at The Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at Raw_Room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Peace.